This podcast was first broadcast on Radio Veritas 576 AM, the good news for a change. For more information on programs broadcast on the station, please visit www.radioveritas.co.za.
Now, but talking about that, the business of art, and I'm sure that's where your investment banking and that history comes in. At the end of the day, wouldn't it be nice if we were all just artists and that would be enough? In the end, we want our work. We want somebody to fall in love with it so much that they might consider taking it, buying it, or an institution thinking our values are so aligned with this piece, we want to buy it, whether for our faculty at university or whatever it is. Talk to me a bit about that dimension. And I know it's very difficult when you're the artist. I've just finished the book and I'm selling it in every publishing house and I want to see what the numbers are. But I'm not that guy. I'm just the artist. I really would like to just write and have a manager running around. What has your experience been in terms of the business of art? I'm having that conversation in mind because I'm thinking about arts economy and its contribution to alleviation of poverty and so on.
But I think that's an important point. And I think that you, in order to keep going, you need to make it function. And in order to function, art equipment is expensive. Mm. You know, if you want to make stuff, it's not something that you don't need money for. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is that from my perspective, while I love making art and I will always make art, I don't want to make it to stock up my garage. So unless it's being sold, I'm going to just keep storing it. Mm-hmm. And that's not from my perspective. But also the activist comes out in the sense that if my art is being sold, then my voice is being heard in that space. Mm. So for me, it is important. It doesn't always happen, but it's the value of it. Mm. And that's the thing. You've got to trust the process and allow for changes to happen along the way.
The business?
It's such a lovely feeling when it happens, what you describe. Mm. Somebody falls in love with your work and has to take it home. Mm. That is such it's a big validation. So as much as one wants to be a purist and just make art for art's sake, perhaps, that business side of it is very important, and it's part of what makes the journey irresistible, I suppose. The fact that you are communicating with a viewer or a buyer or an investor or hopefully a collector, someone who you can develop a lasting relationship over time. Mm. I've got one or two of those relationships which are very precious to me, with people who appreciate my work and like what I make. Mm. But the business of art is bigger than just the relationship between the artist and the collector, perhaps. You know, there's a huge industry around it. There are lots of galleries in competition with each other. Art fairs abound around the world, as we know. So it's a very big and very complex business, and apparently quite unregulated. There's a lot of comment about one of the last unregulated territories, which is interesting on its own.
Let's take a song. We've thought about what song to play. It's called Painter Man.
Father Lawrence is light-hearted yet deep. He is also amusing yet thought-provoking. I'm Loiso Bala and you're listening to Father Lawrence on Changing Gear.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Painter Man, Boney M. Now, the lyrics are very funny. I went to college, studied arts to be an artist, make a start, studied hard, getting my degree, but no one seemed to notice me. Tried cartoons and comic books, dirty postcards could have done. Here was where the money laid.
classic art has had its day. Did adverts for TV, household shops and TV brands of tea, labels around the cans, who want to be a painter man? Painter man, painter man.
I didn't realize the lyrics were so illustrative.
Yeah, very hustler.
Yeah.
I've done on a for crying out loud, I'm talented. The last question, I think, is why go on? Why go on? You've had some interesting runs here and there. I mean, you've been showing me some of your work. It takes forever. I would be at some point halfway through, I'd be like, nope, I'm done with this. What is the reward? Maybe that's the better question. What's the reward?
I think the reward for me is when it's finished. And that's quite a deciding factor, because you don't always know when it's finished. And sometimes you overwork something and then lose that kind of magic moment. But the reward for me as well is also the process. And I think that's, I love the process. It's really, we've got a history of being taught as well the way to work. And it involves research. It keeps me interested. If I didn't have this, what would I be doing? Drinking the tea? No, I can't. So I love the fact that I have this in my life. And it's extremely rich and meaningful to me. So it's worthwhile.
Yes, that makes sense to me too. But I would add, why go on? In the process of becoming a full-time artist for me, one of the very enjoyable parts of the journey has been researching other artists, seeing what else is happening in the art world, and then getting excited about what other people are doing, seeing how that might intersect with my ideas or my methods, or seeing something that I find inspiring. So I want to go on because there are still so many things I have to make. I can't just stop. It's a feeling of just really wanting to keep on making
more.
Yes.
Well, I've enjoyed this. If you want to see this amazing work, it's called Voices from the Earth, curated. It is at the Rand Steam Shopping Center, opening by Clemens Berman. It is on the 3rd, begins on the 3rd of November at 11 a.m. Everybody is most welcome. And I think this is important work. Take your children along, take your family along. Sundays are a very good day for beautiful things and thought-provoking things. And this is one such activity that I would encourage you to go see. I definitely will see it on Monday.
Lovely.
The 4th of November.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lovely. Oh, man.
Well, there is, of course, the Instagram handles and all of that if people want to engage your work a bit more. Yours is?
Mine is Ingrid Bolton Art. That's on the Instagram.
Mine is Marian Hester.
Marian Hester. Okay. That's on Instagram. Go look at it. I think you would fall in love with it. But I certainly enjoy just being with you and spending this important time talking about all things artistic and the importance of art. And to have the combination, which, although I could tell just a bit, there's a small discomfort with activist. That title we will not accept completely, but, but yes, to have some activist artists here who are using these very powerful mediums beautifully, but to speak about something a bit more powerful and a bit more poignant and a bit more important. I'm terribly grateful for your time.
We are very grateful for your wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much for hosting us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Radio Veritas. Catholic Connections.